Are you looking for a good summer read? Maybe something to take with you on a trip, or something you meant to get to during the year but didn't? Well, let's turn to Tracy Thomas for some book recommendations. Tracy's the host and creator of the podcast The Stacks, and she joins us now from Los Angeles. Tracy, great to have you back.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here and talk about books.
Let's start with, what makes a good summer read, according to you? What are you looking for when you're thinking summer read?
Okay, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I believe that any book you read in the summertime is a summer read and is a good summer read.
I agree with you.
I know there are people who want to read a book that's a romance or is really light reading or fun reading. And so for some people, that's a summer read. But for me, I read a lot of really heavy, thick nonfiction books in the summertime, which is just how I like to read.
Right. And is that because summer just gives you more time to do that?
A little bit more time. And I feel like if I'm outside by the pool or something, it almost neutralizes the heaviness of the book. So it sort of makes it feel not so bad. Whereas if I was sitting inside in a dark room and it was raining, I would be more depressed about whatever I was reading.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's take a look at some of your picks. Starting with fiction, you recommend Jenny Lee's Anna Kay. It's a retelling of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. It doesn't sound like light reading, is it?
It is. So wow. It's for young adults, but I am very skeptical of that title because I think that the book is actually for anybody. It's about New York City elite rich kids. And so Anna Kay is sort of this popular enigma kind of a gal, and she meets a guy that she likes, and you know.
So Anna Karenina brought up to date.
Exactly. It's sort of Gossip Girl meets Anna Karenina.
All right. So that's Anna Kay by Jenny Lee. You also recommend a couple of books that got a lot of acclaim when they were published, including Britt Bennett's The Mothers. This book was a bestseller when it came out in 2016, but if you missed it, you suggest now might be a good time to pick it up, right?
I do, yeah. So the book is about two young women, and one of them gets pregnant and has to have an abortion, and it's about their friendship and their relationship. And while I love this book and loved it in 2016 when I read it, I feel like right now in 2022, given all that's going on politically, it feels like a nice way to sort of delve into the debate around abortion, but in this fictionalized way. And Britt Bennett is an elite writer. So the book is fantastic.
All right. So another acclaimed book that you recommend is Tommy Orange's 2018 novel, There, There. It centers around a powwow in Oakland, California. This is another book that folks might have heard about but not read. Why are you recommending it now?
One of the things I think a really good summer read has to have is it has to hook you from the beginning. And There, There totally did that for me. I am from Oakland, so I do have a bit of a hometown bias there. But this book takes a lot of different characters, perspectives, and we get to learn about their past, and it's all driving towards this powwow at the end of the book. So it's one of those books, as soon as you start it, you're just hooked in. What's going to happen? Where are we going?
All right, that sounds great. Well, now, you mentioned at the top when we started talking that for you, a great summer read is something big, heavy, nonfiction. So let's look at some of the nonfiction books that you recommend, starting with David Zucchino, Wilmington's Lie. Tell us about this book.
So here's the thing about this book. This is the book I'm going to read this summer.
Oh, interesting.
I haven't finished it yet.
This is your summer read. This is
this
the one.
Is my summer read this summer. It's all about this race riot that happened in Wilmington in the early 1900s. And it's uncovering the story that so many people didn't know, similar to how many people didn't know about the Tulsa massacre. This is another instance of white rage that led to the murder of Black people and the destruction of property. And he outlines this story, and it has everything that I look for in a summer read, which is hidden history, heavy dense. It's a Pulitzer Prize winner. For me, that checks it all off.
Wow, that's great. So another book that takes a look at history that a lot of folks might not be aware of is The Devil's Highway by Luis Alberto Urrea. Tell me about this book and why you're recommending it.
So this is another book that came out a few years ago, and it's about a group of men who are immigrating to America. They're crossing the border from Mexico, and it's about their experience, and it also ties in a lot of the history of border crossing, the history of the Mexico and America border itself, and how those things have been fluid and changed and how the laws have changed. But at the center of the book is the story of this particular group of men. Again, it's one of those books that hooks you from the beginning. You're curious to see what happens, who will survive, where they will go, if they'll be caught, all of these things. So it has this driving momentum behind it and also jam-packed with history and insight.
No, this sounds like a great recommendation. Again, that's The Devil's Highway by Luis Alberto Urrea. Finally, Tracy, one more. You recommend Patrick Radden Keefe's Empire of Pain. It's a book about an issue that we've heard a lot about, the opioid crisis, but it takes a deep dive into the family at the center of the issue. So tell us about this book.
Yes, this book was one of the best books I read last year, hands down. The way that Patrick Radden Keefe goes into the Sackler family.
The Sackler family, of course, the owners of Purdue Pharma, which has been very much in the news lately.
Of course, we've all heard about the opioid epidemic. Mm-hmm. I'm sure many people have been touched by it, but getting to learn about the family at the center, who for the majority of the opioid crisis kind of kept their lives private. Many people didn't know that they were putting a lot of their money behind art exhibits and art museums. They have a wing, or they had a wing, at the Met in New York City. And so it's about how they became who they are and why their name isn't on their company and how that all has played out for them.
I got to say, I heard Patrick Radden Keefe talking about this book. It made me really interested in wanting to read it. So I'm going to try to get my hands on it and carve out the time to read it. Yeah, it sounds like a great,
it's a fantastic
read. We've been talking about some summer reads with Tracy Thomas, creator and host of the podcast, The Stacks. To see Tracy's entire list, go to hereandnow.org. Tracy, thanks so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.